Tuesday, the 5th of January, Yutes Teves, Rabbi Shir Chaitovsky, in the honor of Yoma, Al Parsha Shemos.
In the end of this week's Parsha, after when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi, and Paroi said, Nirpim Atem Nirpim, and he made new gzeiros on Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu came back to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and said, Kodesh Baruch Hu Lom HaRiyos Lom HaZev Lom Zesh Lachtoni. Why did you make it bad for Klal Yisrael? And why did you send me? Because Bosi El Parim, from when I came to Parim, L'daber B'shmecha Heira Lom HaZev, V'atzeh Lo Yitzalta Samecha, you did not save Klal Yisrael. There's a few things that we have to understand. Number one, what's Moshe Rabbeinu coming to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Beforehand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him clearly that I'm sending you and Paro is not going to listen to you until I'm going to send him a lot of makos. You're going to talk to the wall. You're going to talk to Paro. He's not going to listen to you. So, what are you complaining about? The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Lom Hariyos Lom Hazeh." I thought, sure, he's not going to listen, but he's not going to make it worse. If you say that, as Chazal explained, that really Klal Yisrael was supposed to be in Mitzrayim 400 years, but the Shibud was so great that in the Eichus of the Shibud, after 210 years, it was as if it would be 400 years. That's very good. But let Hashem do to make it so bad and then send me. Tzachil Hashem, here I'm coming, l'daber b'shmecha, and you're making it worse. So Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that lo ma'ariyos lo ma'aseh, why did you make it worse? And if you say that it was important in the Eichus that it should be worse, lo ma'aseh shlachtoni, wait, do it bad, and then send me. It's a chil Hashem to make it bad. I'm coming in Kilu in the Bishleich of the Rabbi Yisraelim and it's worse. So L'chayr, it's a very good taina. I'm coming B'Shem Hashem and you make it worse. And I'm saying that if you want to make it worse with the tales of Klal Yisrael, do it and then send me. What does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam answer him? Two things he answers him. It's very interesting. First he says, Ata Tira. Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paroi. And Rashi brings down the Chazal. Their heart on Midoisai. And you're going to see what I'm going to do now, but you're not going to see what I'm going to do in Eretz Yisrael. And the next part, it continues, that Lo Avram, Lo Yitzchak, Lo Yaakov. So Hashem had a tanya on Avram Avinu. I mean on Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem had a tanya on Moshe Rabbeinu. Her heart achrei midoisai. But in essence, we don't have an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu said a taina. Lom ha'ariyos lom hazeh. And if it's necessary for the eichus of Klal Yisrael, that it should be considered like 400 years, do it and then send me. The fact that you sent me, and after you sent me, Paro made it worse, is the chil Hashem. that we have not heard any answer. Hashem just said, "Your heart achrei midoisai, and you're not going to see what I'm going to do in Eretz Yisrael." But we haven't heard any answer on the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on, by the Kriyas Yamsuf, there's a very interesting pasuk. Right before the Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ma titzak elai, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael v'yisou." The second pshat of Rashi, Dover acher, Ma titzak elai, Olai ha-dover toli, v'loy alecha. What are you davening to me? It depends on me, not you. Dabar al b'nei Yisrael v'yisou. Rashi, L'chor, doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu thinks that depends on him. Eli adover toli v'lo alecha. Mat exactly, why are you davening to me? Depends on me, not you! What? Kilo Moshe Rabbeinu thinks it depends on him. What does Rashi mean? The answer to both of these questions is, we know, Mefarshim explain, Leil Seder, the time that we declare the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil HaSeder, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. It's very interesting that in the whole Haggadah, it does not mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Vayamina b'Hashem Moshe Avdei, in that context, but L'maisa, in those Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. And Mefarshim explain that the reason it's not mentioned, because Ani v'loy Malach, Ani v'loy Sof, Ani v'loy Shliach. The yisoid of Amuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Anoicha Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That the yisoid of Amuna, this mice of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the foundation of Amuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we do not want, Chazal did not want to have any shred of a havamina that there was any other koyach that was involved. Moshe Rabbeinu was purely a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he was the tzinor, the shliach. But Hashem did everything. We see by the eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu did not come back, Klal Yisrael, the heir of Rav. They were confounded. They were disturbed. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. We're lost. And they were in a big taste. We have the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are you worrying about? In the Maisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, since it's the foundation of Amunin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the anhog of the Ribbono Shel Olam was to make it that there would be absolutely no havamina that there's any other koyach. It's very interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe Rabbeinu a kvad peh. He stuttered, he could not talk. Aaron HaKohen had to explain. If you listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't understand what he was saying. Aaron had to speak for him. Why did Hashem make that he was a kvad peh? Sure, we know the story that the Chazal that with the coals, that's fine. But why did the Eibishter make it in such an oifen? Because all this was the yitzira of, since this would be the foundation of Amunah in Klai Yisrael, there should be no having, oh, he's a big statesman, his words penetrated, nothing. The Ephes Ka'ayin, there's nothing here. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Kvad Peh. And then he comes to Parai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that he comes to Parai, and the Eibishter makes it worse. Parai makes a gzeira and it's worse. So anyone who had any belief in Moshe Rabbeinu, it's batel ke'efes va'ayin. Afra diara. Moshe Rabbeinu has no koyach. Bees of bizyonis. He went out with bizyonis. So he's kvad peh and bees of bizyonis. Now we can have the gula. After, right now, that it is shown that Moshe Rabbeinu has no koyach, now there could be the gula. And that was why the Rebbeinu Shalom said, "Yehar tachay midoisai." He doesn't have to explain anything more. Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Kol Odom. It wasn't shaykh to say, "Listen, I don't want people to think that you are doing it." Not something from Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's off a wafer. He wouldn't have a havami. Moshe Rabbeinu is not excited to have a havami. What he does anything. It's very interesting that just to understand the madriga of Moshe Rabbeinu, Reb Avrom, the brother of the Goyim, asks a very interesting kasha. Says that when they built the Mishkan, everyone in Klai Yisrael gave the Nedava of the Mishkan. There was one person who didn't give anything, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did not give a penny. Or a sterling.
Nothing.
How do we know that he gave nothing? Because in Pekudei, Parshas Pekudei, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to be mimed the Mishkan. Says the Chazal, Hashem said, since you didn't give anything to the Mishkan, at least do something. So be mimed the Mishkan. So he had no chelik at all in giving to the Mishkan. Usually you have to practice what you preach. I'm telling all kinds, so give to the Mishkan. And he doesn't give anything. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not give anything to the Mishkan? So, Rabbi Avram ben Agro, there's a sefer called Milas HaTorah that the brother of the Goyim wrote. And it's interesting, there's a Hakdoma in the Sefer, so now, I don't know why the later editions do not have the Hakdoma, but this is an Hakdoma of Milas HaTorah, which were in the early editions. And Rabbi Avram explains that the prerequisite, the Tanai, in giving to the Mishkan, and I have to add, don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have money. He was a rich man. He became an Asher Godol from the Luchai Shneis, from the Shirayim of the Luchais. He became a rich man. He had tremendous wealth. So, he was a wealthy man. Why couldn't he give to the Mishkan? Because the prerequisite, the Tanai of giving to the Mishnah was Nediv Lev. Nediv Lev means you give something from yourself, you give it away. I have something I'm giving like a korban, I'm giving something away to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's Nediv Lev, you're giving to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Reb Avraham, Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam. He did not feel that anything is his. So it wasn't shaykh by him, the inni of giving something away. He doesn't have anything. Everything is a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it's not shaykh by me, what, giving something away? It's like I have someone's money and I give it away to someone. I feel anything. It's not mine. So this sefer belongs to the shul here. I'm giving it to someone. I don't have any feeling. It doesn't belong to me. I have no feeling at all. That's not what Hashem wanted, the nidva of the Mishkan. You have something, you give it away. That's what Hashem wants, the giving to the Mishkan. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not shy. And that could also explain why it says, V'yikhuli truma. So Rashi says, Li lishmi. I mean, every time a mitzvah should be lishma. What's the chiddush of Rashi? The answer is, by all mitzvos, let's say I do it for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but I have an ulterior motive. You know, I want to be chush, whatever, but I'm giving for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but it's lishma and lo lishma. I have kavana for myself, but also I'm doing the mitzvah. We know a person gives tzedakah, kedei sheyichye b'ni, he's a tzaddik gadol. So therefore I have an ulterior motive, but I'm giving tzedakah for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's fine. Everywhere. Not by the Mishkan. Because according to what we said, the Div Lev, you have to give something away. If you have an ulterior motive, you're taking, you're not giving. I'm trying to get something for myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants give, not take. So it has to be 100% lishma, you're giving away. If you have an ulterior motive, you're also taking, you're not giving. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not giving anything. He doesn't feel it. He doesn't have anything. It was lacking by him the whole tonight. He says, Reb Avraham, he was lacking the whole inning of giving because he doesn't have anything. So to understand, Moshe Rabbeinu was, by him, it's offer of Afer. He doesn't have anything. So therefore, it wasn't a muck of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to tell him what you're doing. It wasn't Shaykh. And therefore all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said to him, Her heart achay mito yisai. But the point was for us to understand that since the basis of Amuna is Yitzias Mitzrayim, so therefore there had to be a Duchfal by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was kvad peh. People should not think it's oratory that's going to take Klal Yisrael out. Number two, he had a duchfal in the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu was no koyach. Now there could be the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Later on, by Kriyas Yamsuf, which was the Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Marta Tzakelai, stop davening! See, unfortunately, people think today, Chreis, person can act whatever he wants, but I'll go to Rebbe, give him an opinion, everything will be okay. Rachman and the son, sometimes people could get lost and think, Chreis, I hear everything is the Rebbe. No, stop davening. This is the yesod of Amun in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael should go b'mesiras nefesh, and I'll make Kriyas Yamsuf. A Alay adover toli v'loy alecha. Depends on me, not you. I don't want anyone to have any hava mina that you're involved here. You'll daven, you'll be, the Rebbe pitied, everything's finished. No. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything's the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything's the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Sefer Chayvus HaBavos, he brings down an interesting thing. The Gemara in the end of the first parak of Megillah, the Gemara says there a whole list of reasons. Why did Esther invite Haman to the Suda? We know that Esther made a Suda and invited Haman. And there are many reasons given. One reason the Gemara brings down is Shelo Yoimru Klal Yisrael Ocha Yisplanu B'Muluch. Well, we have someone. Well, we have the David. We have someone there that's in the back, as they say. And Esther did not want to explain to Chayvus HaBavos. Esther knew that if they are miming in her, there'll be no Hatzlocha. There'll be no Hatzlocha. And therefore, she invited Haman, and the word spread in the streets, she invited Haman, she became a shuka, I'm not saying they understand, they kill it. Oh, that's what she wanted. That they to get nervous, and she's not davening. That nothing depends on her older Rabbeinu Shalom. It's unbelievable. Wait, a goyim's a pshat. When Achashverosh asked Esther, "Mi uzev eizu?" She was saying that the sovereign wants to kill Kol Yisrael and destroy me. So he said, "Who?" As it is, Haman or Hazer? So what do you mean Hazer? How many Hamans are in the room? What do you mean Hazer? Haman. So as I'll explain, she pointed at Achashverosh, and a malach came and pushed it to Esther. To Haman. What's pshat? What's going on? She's out of her mind? What? So they explain, the Goyen explains that it's known that by tzaddikim, even though they're doing regular acts, they talk to you, but in machshava, their mind is on something else. The Brisker Rav said that even if he would have been a merchant, his father taught him to be able to think in Torah on whatever he's doing. So therefore, there's no stira. I could have learned Mechadish Chedushim no matter what I'm doing. But my children will come out better if I'm a Rav of Brisk. So he was able to do everything. The whole time, and we look at this as a chiddush, why you're able to do one thing and think about something else. Lamais, I think all of us have a little bit of understanding. I know when people are davening, so sometimes their minds could be on something else. So therefore, the mind could be on something else, even when a person is doing something davening. But the point is that Esther, her whole mind was, Rabbeinu Shloim changed the heart of Achashverosh. Changed the heart of Achashverosh. So therefore, since her mind was on Achashverosh, inadvertently, when Achashverosh asked her, "Mi uzev eizu hu?" she pointed at Achashverosh because that's what she was thinking about. She was thinking about Rabbeinu Shloim changed the heart of Achashverosh. And a Malach came and changed to Haman. But what was this? This was her davening, her whole tefillah, everything. She was bottled completely to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Gaon also explains when the second time when Achashverosh asked her, first she said, please come to the Suda. And then the second time came to the Suda and he says, come tomorrow. Why did she delay another day? The Gaon explains, because she was doing a shtadlus here and she did not know if this is Ratzi by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Maybe she shouldn't do any shtadlus. There has to be, because this is the Yisrei Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. Klai Yisrael will be Mekabel. Chazal said they were Mekabel Torah Shabal Peh, that if this is a Yisoid of Emunah here, maybe I shouldn't do any Yishtadlus. Until I see a Sim in Min HaShemayim that the Eibishte is Nich with what we're doing, I'm not going to do anything. I'll keep pushing off. So she pushed off for tomorrow. Then she saw what happened with Haman and that Haman had to lead Mordechai in the street. Okay, she saw that Hashem is Nich with what is happening here. But all this was the sight, whatever it's the sight of Amunah. That to be a bittel, that's not my Sodom. You see over here, she points, say, it was Nisgala. The Rabbeinu Shlom is doing everything here. Nothing is us. And this is a very big yisoid. You know, today, a lot of people ask me, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael? It's an unbelievable that the Arabs, that this whole type of warfare of suicide bombers, there is no answer. We get down to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I mean, it's a nest nigle what happened just recently with the plane that what it's a mice nest that they chapped it. Why did Yibishtim make us a mamish? It's creating a pachad all over the world. You never know where a suicide bomber. There's no defense against that. And we don't realize that in the world today, people believe in a lot of things. In Eretz Yisrael, they believe in their army. America, they believe in their might, the wealth. A lot of people believe in a lot of things. But believing in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that goes lower on the list, depending on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Hashem, Barachem of Ha'atzumim, is making a Metzius in the world that we don't know, there's no one to believe in. Who could we trust? With the suicide bombers, there's no answer. Anywhere in the world, there's no answer. They can go anywhere, they can do it. You don't know. There's a pachad. That's what Hashem wants. Because this is a chana for the Gula Shleima. And for us to be zeicher to the Gula Shleima, we have to go back and be mine, nor in the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's no koyach acher. There's no koyach acher bechlal. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, of course, people have a pacha today. Hashem, what the whole turmoil in the financial circles. There's no sense. People trusted Gevir, this and that, whatever, banks. Yeah, people trusted countries. This country becomes bankrupt. They trusted India. And everything is in a turmoil. Right, there is nothing. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the answer. We have to trust in the Rabbeinu Shalom. There is no answer. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making for the Gula. We have to understand, it's only the Rabbeinu Shalom, that trusting in the Rabbeinu Shalom, there is no answer. Everyone has to come back and understand Hashem Hu Elokim. It's unbelievable, the Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim brings down and he says there's a skula that will help you in all situations. Anytime a person is in a tzara, if he keeps on thinking Hashem hu alekim ein oin movadoi, it is bora that'll be nitzel. There was a famous maisa of the Briskarov when he fled Europe. And all the shows said, just, he says, go with me and think Hashem will come in oin movadoi. And don't worry, whenever there's going to be a time for us to eat, everything will be fine. And miraculously, whenever they had to have a meal, someone came out, a farmer gave them to eat. One time they were in the farm, and the farm said, I'm sorry, you don't have dessert. So he looked right and said, who's not thinking? One of the children said, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. There was another time he was on a train. A Nazi soldier came inside, he looked around, who's not thinking? And they all were discussing. There was one child, and all of a sudden the Nazi turned around and went, he was looking for visas, and he turned around. And that's the whole Yisrael. All Hashem wants from us. Hashem hu alekim einoy malvadei. We will constantly think. I always give this as an aid that boys have different. Just as whenever you have free time, Hashem hu alekim einoy malvadei. It will be a skula that a person will have Yeshua's, and Be'ez Hashem, by being mischazik in Amunah, will be zecha very soon to the Gula Shleimah.